This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes. These are our own opinions, and we're a program about alternative, provocative views. We have the wonderful Jenny here today.
Hi,
the
wonderful
Rod.
Good morning.
And Simon here. So we are the White Cross Families for Justice campaign, providing advocacy for children, honouring fathers and mothers. I've been dealing with fathers at the Salvation Army. One giant guy was charged for paedophilia, which he didn't do, and he's a granddad. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, how can they attack a man for something that he hasn't done? And he's treated like, you know, a criminal in society, you know?
That's funny, because I feel like the family court tries to cover that sort of stuff up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, from a criminal perspective, there's mens rea and actus rea, which means did he have a guilty mind and did he do the action? So you're saying, Jack, that he didn't do, and he didn't, his, what was his mental state like, Jack?
Yeah, well, I mean, he could actually sort of run away, do away with himself over this whole issue. And I said, you need to forgive and move on with the Lord Jesus Christ. But even in my own family, I'm going through a struggle. They honour the mother and the Mother Mary in the Catholic Church, and but they deny the father, and they've been vilifying my dad. And I'm saying, I want his reputation cleared, and I want him a chatbot version of my father. You know, because William of Orange, he challenged the whole system. 10 million died in a religious war, and he got rid of the middleman. Mm. And he took people direct access to the father through the Lord Jesus Christ. He brought in a federal system and a constitutional monarchy, and also he honoured a treaty, indigenous treaties with people, and the whakaputanga right around the
Jack,
world.
Jack, you are that person, because at council we haven't been able to have the public forum for the last four ordinary meetings, but by coming on here, Jack, you give voice, you allow to cut out the middleman, which is the council and their staff, and it's on a podcast. So thank you, Jack, for being the William of Orange.
So what is that whereby, you know, they go online and they have some secret meetings and all of a sudden the people don't get a voice?
Well, the problem is, Jack, you can ask for that, but if they don't get back to you and encourage you, and I just said to you this morning, oh, what were you going to say, Simon?
Yeah, that's twice that's happened now, Jack. I remember once you went in and challenged them on the secret meeting. They say, oh, we can't get out that information. Like, oh, what is with that, you know?
So if we're going to have a two-class system, which is what David Seymour wants, 30% people who pay the rates, like 3 out of 10 would be them, and the rest of us would be in the dark. We'd have no voice and we'd be totally shut down. We'd be sort of on the street, we'd be homeless, we'd lose everything, lose our families. So we need a representative type system, a democracy that's going to empower everyone. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, Seymour is for 1/5 millionth, and that's where he's coming from. And Jenny said something last week which was really funny.
Empathetic
all the ACT Party people were around Waitangi, just because they were trying to curry votes. Sorry about that, Simon, you're curry.
Everyone's coming for the votes. Vote for me, you know what I mean? And lock everybody else out,
They're so culturally sensitive.
Yeah. But what I wanted to challenge...
I'll tell you about culturally sensitive. So that wonderful little girl... Hannah Ratati Maipi, you know, she stands for what's right, she stands for the land, and then the Indians start tearing down a culture that's been here longer than the Indians. I mean, maybe I'm getting a bit sensitive.
That's the problem. We've become multicultural, and we're under the UN and it's kind of everyone and we deny our own sovereignty. We need to clean up our own backyard first of all.
She's going on like she's got more rights than the Māori. That's pathetic.
Yeah,
it's interesting because if you have a cultural language group or a religious group that comes in a bulk, because we had, I think there was 130,000 Fijian Indians from Fiji because there was a coup over there. There were 500,000 native Fijians and 500,000 Indian Fijians. Yeah. And so Jacinta just said, well, jump on a plane, come to New Zealand, we'll give you New Zealand citizenship, 130,000. So that got rid of the coups because there was only 380,000 voters from 500,000 to 500,000. And then it sorted it out.
I believe you're asking for trouble because when it's just a reality. They come in, they bring in their false Indian gods. You've got Māori that are people of the land and established. Ah. And you are asking, what happened back in 2004? A tsunami hit all those false gods.
Right. Now I've got a poem for everyone. The rich will thrive, the poor will die. Population extermination, walking dead sigh. While their power games they do flaunt, Hitler's ghost has come home to haunt. Winston Peters, one of the rich tycoons, don't agree with anything, especially baboons. He deals with Chinese behind the scenes, disagreeing with Indians, the coloured has beans. The coalition, right-wing fascist scare. Coup papa money grubbers, elitists don't care.
Jack, John Manoa was on earlier, and Jack, that was well done, thank you. And he was saying it's about having a standing on the land. And I just raised the question, in solar system, all of us 9 billion people have to get a standing within the solar system and work together. It doesn't matter if we're Chinese, Indian or Māori.
Yeah. And here we have Seymour wants to cut, slash, and burn. Corporate fascist, slash, and burn. Not here to listen, not here to learn. Hipkins says we need essential public services. But what's he saying? David Seymour, get rid of all the public services. So we'd only have one entity at the top telling us what to do, screwing the nation, you know.
Yeah. That's what he's wanted.
That's what he wants. I'm against it. And I want to do a citizen's arrest on him.
Yes.
Is anybody going to...
I'm actually so surprised they got voted in.
Well, I was thinking of a sword that's able to chop off robots' heads.
Also... Hipkins did say that families are suffering and we should invest in New Zealand, not in India. You know, because they want to send billions of dollars with the Fair Trading Act over to India.
So. Yeah, it's a challenge, Jack, because we've got $20 trillion of crown minerals and only 5 million people, when if you're, 1.8 billion people and you're sitting on a very small area, you'd want to become a citizen of New Zealand because you get access to $20 trillion of minerals.
Wow. So the water tax means higher food prices, higher export costs, higher prices at the supermarkets, and economic vandalism. With the water tax bill, we stopped three waters and we can do it again. But we need to raise the alarm and expose these hidden water tax provisions in the Natural Environment Bill. And that's why I'm asking for your report. So if we pay for the water, you know, they're talking about water meters, what is that going to mean, right?
Well, I read the council minutes the other day. And there's a CEO and his chief operating officer. So I thought, let's get employed. Let's all four of us go down there and see if we can get the top jobs in the water here in Hamilton.
Because
they're carving it off as we speak and they're forming a corporate entity.
You know, as I was driving down the road, I was seeing all these works and these witchy poo cones everywhere. Have you noticed that?
New Zealand's not finished yet. We need the cones.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
But there's something wrong when the staff holds the council at ransom, Rod. What is that?
Well, if you're a staff member and been there 40 years, you only have to wait 3 years and the elected members just are new ones. And so it's been very interesting because of our radio show and your and I's access to the radio show.
Yes.
We are putting the pressure on because we've got 1,400 staff there. We're the fourth largest city in New Zealand, but we've got the highest staffing. So there's some challenges. And if we're going to mow over all those native trees, $16 million worth, because they're planted too close together, there's a lot of food out there for us to get our...
Yes. Fourth largest city.
Mm. I believe, yes. Auckland, then would go, what, Wellington, Christchurch and Hamilton.
Now, before I go on, the mower is supposed to be extinct. Why are they still mowing lawns, pray think? That's a bit of a joke.
Oh, I can't get my head around that one, bro.
So we need community resilience to deal with the flooding that's happening in Otahonga. And who's responsible for sewage dumped into the harbour down in Wellington? Some CEO has let all that crap out. And there was a meeting with the mayor and 300 people complaining about it.
Well, the mayor of I believe, of Wellington, gave Jacinta Ardern the leadership of the Labour Party, and she became Prime Minister, and now he's dealing with the toilet paper on the beaches. So I really feel sorry for him. He's really taken a deep dive there.
Yeah, now, within the RSA, Cosmopolitan Club here in Hamilton and the Commerce Club, I'm noticing that Luxon hasn't only knocked out organisations, cut back funding everywhere, and wants to shut down public services, but I'm noticing local organisations that used to be there in a social context for people, they're going.
Mm.
You know, I'm lucky to keep going with the suicide prevention train, but I had a bequest that enough to keep me going for the next 4 years. But I feel sorry for organisations that are really needed being shut down. Now, top-heavy structures shut people down. The court ruling that the RSA has had offers stability in funding, decision-making and representation. It listens to the voice of the people with less red tape, making people friendly. So, you know, we're looking at the fact that the RSA, they've had to go to court.
We're going to see a lot more with the Incorporated Societies Act 2022, 29,000 organisations finding it hard to govern themselves, and there's going to be billions of dollars of assets just floating around out there. But
yeah, now we're going to receive the judge's ruling on whether Hamilton Theosophical Society can go independent, recognising everyone's rights to access spirituality. Yeah, yeah, this is coming up before the end of the month. Now, they made me president for a little while, but I am against them shutting down the voice of spirituality, the voice of conscience, the voice of a wider world.
I don't think we've got a problem, because if the political chambers and the beehive are connected to the sewer pipe down there in Wellington, I think we'll be okay.
But Simon, what's happened with lawyers in the family court, and you've felt the frustration, now the lawyers have got into incorporated societies, and Jack, that's why there's $70,000 we've got to find for the Theosophical Society, and it's all gone to lawyers just because there's an infight within the Theosophical Society. And Simon's agreeing, because it's exactly the same in the family court, where families are being divided, but lawyers are creating big, fat paychecks.
Yeah, now they make 60 grand out of me, and your friend you're telling me about, they'll make 30 grand out of him, for straight out line.
But this year, astrologically, you've got Neptune in Aquarius, and plutocracy, top-heavy systems, are going to be challenged. This is prophecy. And what the stars are saying is that everybody needs to wake up, rise up, speak out. We need to see this transformation from a top dog system to top down, bottom up. Don't we, Rod?
Well, I believe the justice of the peace are to quell rebellions. So we need more justice of the peace out there to stop families going to family court.
And kaitiaki guardians, sovereigns.
So let's call them justice of the peace.
But I noticed with the Conservative Party, they challenged kaitiaki. And they say, like, that's not true democracy. But what happens when you cut kaitiaki and who we really are as a nation? I mean, I've got here professional supervision transformational leadership training, colour yellow empowering Maori or leaders who are visible. Colour green are huratanga leaders who lead by using communication and collaboration skills, modelling openness and communication. So these are Maori sovereigns, are they not?
Well, you were at Waitangi, Jenny.
Yes, we were.
And I think it was wonderful that the police woman said to Jack, Sheriff Jag.
Sheriff
right,
Galen.
Because we said that the freedom fighters had the right to be kept there and the organisational heads wouldn't let them in.
Mm.
You know, you were complaining about, you know, Paul and others who wanted to come in, in there.
Yeah.
So being the White Cross Families for Justice campaign.
No, we can't do that. We can't do that. Politics is still politics. We're not doing that.
Yeah, but when you look at what I'm trying to do with the New Jerusalem Diamond, the White Cross takes you straight in to the core papa of who we are. Like, for instance, we're going through the tribulation. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of wrath, okay, said, come and I'll show you the wife of the Lamb. And in the spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the New Jerusalem coming down. And that's my 11 o'clock, where we identify with the Jasper, Simon, Peter, celestial man. These are messengers of hope with my rainbow ribbons program. Okay. These are practical problem solvers. Focusing on solutions, light bearers shining from within. Now, you mentioned Baha'i sort of talked about bringing in the reign of Christ or the coming of the Lord.
No, that just was Baha'u'llah's claim, and I investigated it. Anyone else can investigate it. It's up to them to do that. But getting back to the council here, Minty Mead, is a justice of the peace, and it's been interesting watching him operate in council. He's a real person for the people, and I just wanted to do a shout out to Minty Mead because I believe justice of the peace is quell rebellions.
Amen. So if we have quickened new creation Simeonites, okay, they are king, priest, shepherds, merciful ministers and valiant warriors, judges, co-rulers. This is what William of Orange did, because most of the Netherlands and Europe was Catholic at the time. Yeah. And he submitted to the Burgundy princes, which was Charles V. So he was a Catholic himself. Why did he change?
He was a Scottish man, wasn't he?
No.
William.
Well, why did he change to the Church of England? Because basically people that were Catholic had to leave England when the Church of England was formed, and all the poor starved because the Catholics were feeding them, like Vinnie's, and if Vinnie's closed down, and so that's why they brought the tax laws in 1601.
He got rid of the middleman because all these princes were controlling everything from the top. The same as what we see today. He got rid of the middleman and says, no, we are all priests. No, we are all have a ministry. We are all the counterpart bride of Christ. This is why I support the Orange Movement, because this is history. And even in my own family, my father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green, and it was the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. This is what it was about in Ireland.
Are we going to mention the Epstein files today?
Yes, mention it.
The Epstein files have been released.
Now, you mentioned that gay person, you were saying on staff or whatever, and sometimes they bottleneck things and they won't let normal families speak, you know. I'm all inclusive, Jenny. I'm there for everyone.
Yeah. Down in Parliament, Jack, I went and did a submission for the birth, deaths and marriages, because there was a change for transgender, so that in the legislation and the they had it that you had to have an operation before you could change your gender at birth. They wanted to make it so it was just a thought in your head. So when I did a submission to that, to the purpose, and put some Māori words in there like mana and tikanga, I wasn't even able to get to the select committee elected members because the staff blocked it. I raised it with Winston Peters. He flooded the organisation to wash out that corrupt group. And I'm just thinking that there's a little bit of corruption in Hamilton City and we need to identify it as well.
Awesome. So we have to be there for everyone. Everyone has a voice. If you shut down a particular voice, you're doing a disservice to democracy within the country.
Amen, Jack.
So with my family, if they're always defaulting to the mother and not recognising the father, it is one-sided. Now, if William of Orange, and also when you take people into knowing the father heart of God, he who has seen me has seen the Father. That's what Jesus said. Mm. So when I look at you, Simon, I should see the Father. Yeah, I should see my Heavenly Father and a representation of the Father. If you have another agenda that cuts across that, it's false. It's wrong.
But you're like your friend you're talking about before, He now, everything I've been through, can cut out the middleman. He can go straight to being a private prosecutor. Rod here has blessed me with four pages of information. He can, well, it might sound a bit ruthless, but he can go straight for the jugular, basically.
Are you saying that William of Orange and these sheriff badges with the eight-pointed Melchizedekian star and also the crown, we talk about the crown in the beehive, but sometimes they can become corrupt. We are the true crown common law equity councillors.
Yeah, well, my understanding was the Dutch person came in, William of Orange, because there was...
God bless you, William!
And they put him as a monarch. They put him as a monarch because there was just a lot of befuddling that happened with Parliament and they needed a person to personify what it is to be individual. And basically, it's the pardoning power. We have that in our Governor General and our Governor General's not doing her job. Jenna, you brought up how wonderful she was and how protected she was, but I would much rather have someone like a rugby player out there that can look after themselves and start pardoning people.
The sovereign served her with a written notice that she was betraying the whakaputanga.
Dame Jacinda.
Yeah, betraying our democratic rights. Did you know...
Jacinda, the great pedophile coming
no,
up.
No, Dame...
I have proof.
Dame Jacinda Kiro.
Yeah, these are our own opinions. We get a bit...
Dame Jacinda Kiro.
Now, did you know that the Burgundy princes... where the Gielan name is identified with them. So when and William of Orange was identified with the Burgundy princes. But he switched. He changed and became a Lutheran.
Yeah.
And then there was a 30-year war, a religious war in 1630. Guess how many died? 10 million. Yeah. Can you imagine 10 people in a room and they're all attacking one another and killing one another and everything else? That's what happened in religious history. And in my family, I'm trying to say William of Orange, because he got rid of the middleman and had direct access to the father, saying we're all priests. He was basically saying we all can access the father. We need to honour fathers. Mm. The Bible says honour your father and your mother. If you're not honouring the father in the family, you're doing dishonour to your genealogical history.
Do you think the Epstein files are going to show that there has been legislation put in place around the world to create this disunity so that group of people could then have a whole lot of daughters that were running around on aeroplanes without the fathers?
Wow.
I have the documented information on exactly what Roger said.
Yeah, so split, rule and divide. That's what they're trying to do. And this is what these elitists do. They get us sidetracked. Like National at the moment saying the COVID debt was so great. It doesn't matter about supporting businesses. It doesn't matter about being there for people. They're going to use that to slide back in. Unless we the people, the Greenies, the Labour and the Maori Party, get their act together.
And Jacinda Ardern.
And start working together.
And Jacinda Ardern's sixth year, there was a riot.
Yeah.
I think there might be more riots.
Yeah, see, the interesting one, if Winston does remove the 7 Māori seats, then the Māori Party is represented in the 60 electorate seats for the 120. Would they get 25% of the vote? Would someone that doesn't whakapapa back to Māori but still vote on what tikanga is, maintain relationships and create balance? So it's very interesting if Winston does do that constitutional change.
But did you realise with the Māori vote... you get 170,000 and they're claiming to have 100% Māori in them. But what about the ones who got 50 and 40% that are not elitists and on the street? What happens with them? And that's why the Māori Party has to get their act together and represent all the Māori people.
In demography, we call it doubling. So when two people from two different cultures come together, it's doubling. So we don't use the word half-caste, is what you're talking about, but we call it doubling because you get the benefits of both half, and that's what built New Zealand, that hybrid vigour. And my question to you, anybody can identify as Māori in New Zealand?
Oh, yeah, we're all Māori
self-identification.
Natives. That's where we have to get it together and unify because we all have the same
blood. On the supreme being.
So here we have, we are all cozy bros moving as one, patu pairihi, whiteheads having fun. Tihachia's daughter Tipo in Tangarangawaewae footstool, Westminster natives of Aotearoa, you're cool. So we're trying to unify all New Zealand through Jack Gillen, William of Orange, lookalike.
Well, Jenny mentioned someone that gave her a hug, the MP, and I suggested she should be the Māori. She should be the Māori Governor General.
Kamala Sifaloni.
Yes, and if the Māori Queen...
Can she be on the Queenie Council?
No.
She's going to be in court on Monday.
She couldn't be the Māori Governor General because...
No, just think about it. She gave you a hug.
She's Samoan.
But it doesn't matter. The point being is she holds that. Because you've got a twin process. You've got an English language Governor-General, and we're talking about having a Māori language Governor-General. And she just hugged you, and that's what I asked.
Well, the Māori people do have a Governor-General. It's just not recognised by the Crown.
But that my point being is that's why we're talking about solar systems, and everyone has a place in the solar system.
Yes, and I used to be with Alex Phillips, uniting all the cultural groups throughout the world, and I had the vision of the Madonna, who told me all the tribes have to work together because there's going to be so much disharmony, much suicide, so many streeties. It is happening now, people. This is prophecy coming to pass. What am I doing in this yellow suit?
Jack.
Acting like Jack, a sheriff.
Breathe.
It's the white hat and the yellow suit that go together.
Positive in.
We're going to unite the whole nation, and we're going to have 60... candidates, electoral candidates, and they're going to be going on the conscience vote.
Yeah, conscience vote. That's the key to it. And Alex Phillips was the last Māori prophet. And you basically the understudy. Just as Robert Muldoon had, what's his name? Oh, that's right, Winston Peters. Alex Phillips has
Winston.
Jack Gillen.
He's going to be the game changer. And you know, Natasha said to me, who is a wonderful Māori lady, she's Scottish, she says, oh, you've got purple veins. You must be Māori or a native of New Zealand, you know. So we need to unite. And the Māori Party, Labour and Greens, this is a message for you. Stop arguing with one another. Get it together and start promoting policies that are going to change people's hearts from the bottom up, top down. Now is the time to start. Because if you don't, Luxon and this man Seymour wants to cut, slash and burn. Corporate fascist slash and burn, not here to listen, not here to learn. How do you like my comedian activism, Jenny?
It's cute.
Who mentioned he had the really shakes, cute. Jenny? Or at Waitangi, did you say that there was a tremor?
So Christopher Luxon, on the TVNZ footage, I could see... him, his hands tremoring when he went up to do his speech.
Would you call it a wero?
Yeah.
What about the guy who went kupapa to Winston Peters? And Peters says,
Winston
don't matter because
just went off his rocker.
You're not going to vote for me anyway. Yeah. You're insignificant. This is what they're saying. They're trying to cut out Everyone. So people don't have a voice.
I wonder if he's shaking because deep down he knows everything he does is a lie. Probably.
No, I think he just knows how unpopular he is.
Well, there you go. You
can see on his Facebook posts that he's running around trying to do stuff to be really popular acting like he's really empathetic.
Lots of them do. Jenny, have you got the 15 elected members of Hamilton City Council to interview? You were given the mandate for that.
Not yet. I've had family issues.
I'm taking off to Whanganui this weekend.
And you've got a court case on Monday.
So
we are the White Cross Families for Justice campaign, advocacy for children, honouring fathers and mothers. Seymour wants to slash, cut and burn. We want them gone. High Court Judicial Review. We're waiting for that to happen with the Theosophical Society and Solar System Jurisdiction. Hey, it's all happening there with From the Fringes. See you for another week. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.